Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building an atmospheric intro theme for drum and bass at 170 BPM, using only Ableton Live stock devices. Beginner-friendly, but it'll sound legit. Wide pads, a dark sub-drone, airy textures, a tiny drop teaser, and a clean handoff into the drop. Before we touch anything, here's the mindset. Don't think how many tracks can I add. Think energy lanes. You want a low lane for pressure, a mid lane for harmony, a high lane for detail and motion, and an event lane for those occasional moments like impacts, reverses, and risers. If you cover those lanes, even 3 to 5 parts can feel cinematic and expensive at 170. Step 0. Set up. Open a new live set. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. Time signature 4/4. Now make 4 groups so you stay organized. One called Atmos for pads and drones, one called Texture for noise and tops, one called Effects, and one called Teasers. Color them. This is not just for aesthetics. Drum and bass sessions get big fast, and clarity keeps you creative. Now we build the pad bed. This is your sky. It sets the emotional tone and tells the listener what kind of world they just walked into. Create a MIDI track. Drop in Waveitable. Start simple. Oscillator 1. A saw wave. Oscillator 2. A sine wave. But keep it really low in volume, just enough to add body. Turn voices up to around 6 to 8, and add a touch of unison. Not a super saw festival, just width and life. Filter time. Use a low pass 24 filter and bring the cutoff down somewhere around, say, 300 to 900 Hz. We're going to automate it later, so pick a spot that feels slightly muted right now. Add a tiny bit of drive, like 2 to 5%, just to give it some density. Now the secret sauce for atmospheric intros is movement. Static pads feel like placeholders. Moving pads feel like a film scene. After Waveitable, add auto filter. Set it to a low pass 12. Put the cutoff around 600 Hz, resonance around 10 to 20%. Turn on the LFO, and go slow. Something like 0.08 to 0.15 Hz. That's glacial, and that's what we want. You should barely notice it happening, but if you listen for 10 seconds, the pad feels like it's breathing. Add chorus ensemble next. Classic mode. Amount around 20 to 35%. Then reverb. Make it big. Size 70 to 90, decay 4 to 8 seconds, and a little predelay, like 15 to 30 milliseconds, so the pad doesn't smear right on top of itself. Dry slash wet around 20 to 35. Then EQ 8. High pass the pad around 120 to 200 Hz. This matters. Pads with low end will steal headroom and make your drop feel smaller later. We're saving the real weight for the drop. For the chords, keep it simple and moody. Let's go F minor. A really DNB-friendly 4-chord loop is F minor, then D flat, then E flat, then back to F minor. One bar each. Don't overthink the harmony. In atmospheric DNB, the vibe comes from texture, voicing, and automation as much as it does from fancy chord changes. Quick teacher tip. Use reverb like a camera lens. Decide what's foreground and what's background. Pads are usually background, so they can be darker and wider and more washed out. But later, when we add a teaser motif, that's more foreground, so it usually gets less reverb or shorter decay. And here's a super practical trick. If you're using a reverb return, put an EQ8 after the reverb on the return track and low pass around 6 to 10k. That stops your space from hissing in the top end. Next, the sub drone. This is your floor. It's not the drop bass. It's pressure, seriousness, a little gravity. Create a new MIDI track. Low operator. Oscillator A. Sine wave. That's it. Now play a long F. The root note. Held for 8 to 16 bars. You can even hold it for the full 32 if you want, as long as it stays subtle. Add saturator. Drive about 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. You're not trying to distort it into a bass line, you're just trying to make it audible on smaller speakers and give it some harmonics. Then add auto filter, low pass 24, cut off around 80 to 140 Hz. If you want motion, add a tiny LFO or envelope amount. Tiny. This should feel like a slow shift in pressure, not like a wobble. And remember the stereo rule. Anything that behaves like bass should be mono. Later, you can put utility on this track and make sure it's centered. Keep the sub drone polite and controlled. Now let's add the air texture. This is your film grain. It's what makes the intro feel alive even when nothing rhythmic is happening. Create an audio track. Drop in a vinyl crackle, field recording, or noise sample. Ableton packs often have Foley and texture material, but honestly any noise works. Loop it for 8 to 16 bars. Now shape it. Add EQ 8 first. High pass it around 300 to 600 Hz, so it stays out of the low mids. If it's harsh, Do a gentle dip around 3 to 5k. Add auto filter next. Put it in bandpass mode. Set the cutoff somewhere between 1 and 4k. And this is where we get energy over time. Automate that cutoff slowly. A simple move is to start darker at bar 1 and gradually open up until around bar 17. Add delay or echo. Keep it subtle. 1/8 or 1/4 timing. Feedback 10 to 25%. Dry/wet 8 to 15. Then a shorter reverb than the pad. Decay 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. Dry/wet 10 to 25. You want it to sit behind the pad, not compete with it. Extra flavor option. If you have frequency shifter, try it very lightly on this texture. Ring mode, frequency like 5 to 30 Hz, mix very low. It creates this uneasy, living air. It's subtle, but it feels pro. Now we add a teaser motif. This is the listener's reason to stay. It's a hint of the drop without revealing the full hook. Pick one teaser element, a re-stab, a vocal one-shot, a filtered break slice, or a simple two-note bass call. We'll do a beginner-friendly Reese teaser using Waveatable. Create a MIDI track, add Waveatable. Ask 1, saw. Ask 2, saw. Detune slightly. Low pass 24 filter, cut off around 200 to 500 Hz. Add saturator, drive 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. If you want extra grit, you can try Redux very subtly, but if you're unsure, skip it. Then add auto filter for sweeps if you want that opening up moment. Here's the key coaching point. Keep the drop preview subtle by limiting its frequency range. If your teaser feels like it's stealing the bass impact, high pass it somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz. That way it implies the drop, but the real low end is still saved for later. Write a simple two-note pattern near the end of every 8 bars. For example, F to a flat, short notes. And instead of turning it up, try sending it to reverb so it feels like it's calling out from a distance. Call and response energy without giving away the whole chorus. Now we need transitions, impacts, risers, and reverse tails. This is your editing. It tells the listener when a new chapter starts. For an impact, you can use a sample or synth one. If you use a sample, add reverb with a long tail, like 3 to 6 seconds. If you want that huge cinematic wash, freeze the reverb and resample it. Then you can control the tail like auto. Control the low end on impacts. Put EQ 8 after the reverb tail. High pass around 40 to 80 Hz. If it's boxy, dip 200 to 400 a bit. Big doesn't mean boomy. For a riser, do it stock. Operator with noise or a bright waveform, hold a long note. Add auto filter and automate the cutoff rising. Add a large reverb. Use utility to control the width so it doesn't blow up your mix. And here's the classic reverse reverb trick, which is basically instant DNB intro glue. Pick a vocal stab or impact. Duplicate it. On the duplicate, put reverb at 100% wet with a long decay. Freeze it if you can. Resample it to audio, then reverse the audio clip. Place that reverse tail right before the original sound. You'll get that suck-in that makes the next hit feel inevitable. Optional advanced vibe move. Build the riser from your own pad. Freeze and flatten the pad chord to audio. Reverse it. Then filter it upward and saturate it. Now your riser matches the track's tone, so it doesn't feel like a generic sample pack riser. Now let's arrange this into a clean 32-bar blueprint. This is where it turns from sounds into a song. Bars 1 to 8. Establish the atmosphere. Pad bed is in. Texture is in. Filter darker. Sub drone is very quiet. Maybe one distant impact somewhere, like bar 4 or bar 8. As a signpost, bars 9 to 16. Add movement and hint rhythm. Slowly open the texture filter. Bring in a super light top loop, like a shaker or hat. Very low volume. Not a full drum groove, just a suggestion. Your teaser motif appears once, maybe around bar 15 or the end of bar 16. Here's a cool variation. Create a halftime illusion without changing the BPM. Add a soft, filtered thump every one or two bars with lots of room tone. It gives a cinematic pulse while still living on a 170 grid. Bar 17 to 24, tension build. Increase density, not loudness. That means maybe the second quiet texture layer, or shorten the texture loop from 2 bars to 1 bar so it feels more active. Start a riser around bar 21. Teaser motif appears twice, slightly more present, but still not the full hook. Bars 25 to 32. Pre-drop and stop down. This is where people either nail the drop impact or accidentally ruin it with a wall of reverb. Do a quick filter open on the pad, or automate something like stereo width to grow. Then in the final 1 to 2 bars, create negative space. Pull the pad down 2 to 4 dB. Tighten the reverb, meaning reduce the reverb send briefly, or shorten the decay. Let a short reverse tail lead into bar 33. You can even do a one-beat silence right before the drop, if it fits your style. That little void can make the first drum hit feel twice as big. A really handy Ableton trick, put utility on your master, or on the intro groups, and automate the gain up just 1 to 2 dB over the whole intro. Gentle lift. Don't overdo it, but it helps the intro feel like it's rising even if you're not adding a ton of new elements. Now make it drop ready. This is the discipline part. Put EQ8 on your pad group and high pass around 150 to 250 Hz. Keep the sub drone clean and centered. If you already have your drop kick pattern, you can sidechain your pad and texture group lightly using a ghost kick. Ratio around 2 to 1. Fast attack, medium release, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The point is not pumping. The point is making sure the intro politely steps aside when the drums arrive. Two quick reality checks. First, listen on headphones and then check mono. Put utility on the master and hit mono for a moment. If your wide atmospheric layers disappear or get facey, reduce width or simplify the chorus and reverb settings. Second, a slash B your intro against the first 8 bars of your drop. Jump between bar 33 and bar 1. Ask, does this feel like the same song? And do any reverb tails crash into the first kick and snare? If yes, automate the reverb return down right before the drop. Common mistakes to avoid as you build. Too many layers too early. Pads with too much low end. Reverb on everything, especially bright reverb that hisses. No automation, which makes the intro feel static. And teasing the full drop hook. The intro's job is anticipation, not payoff. Mini practice to lock this in. About 15 to 20 minutes. Set 170 BPM. Choose one key like F minor. Make just 3 core tracks. One pad, one texture noise track, one subdrone. Arrange a full 32-bar intro with the blueprint we used. Add 3 automations. Pad filter slowly rising, texture filter moving either with LFO or manually, and reverb dry slash wet increasing in bars 17 to 24 and then tightening right before the drop. Export it and listen at low volume. If it still feels like it's moving forward without drums, you nailed it. Recap. You built a DNB-ready atmospheric intro by covering the energy lanes, wide pad for emotion, subdrone for pressure, noise textures for detail and motion, a subtle teaser for curiosity, and FX for transitions. This audio version is shortened for playback.